What about the political risk that accompanies rising gas prices? Fox News commentator Bill O'Reilly is blasting President Obama for saying little about high prices, like the $4.50 per gallon that O'Reilly saw at a gas station near the Los Angeles airport the other day. On CBS This Morning, Newt Gingrich accused the president of wanting those high prices in order to support alternative energy and electric cars over expanded domestic oil production.
The high price of gasoline is a direct result of Obama. We paid $1.13 a gallon when I was speaker. Yeah. We paid $1.89 a gallon when he became president.
This morning, the president is hosting a White House event where average Americans will talk about how they'll benefit from the $40 per paycheck they'll continue to receive as a result of the recent payroll tax cut deal. For many people, that $40 is the cost of a tank of gas. Michael Shear is the lead writer for the Caucus blog at the New York Times. Michael, we read that gas prices are even higher in swing states like Pennsylvania and Florida. And the worry is that working class suburban and exurban voters who have to drive a lot will be hit the hardest. How do you see this playing a role politically in the weeks and months ahead, especially in the presidential race?
Well, I think what you're going to see, and you're already seeing, is Republicans both on in the Congress and also on the campaign trail for the presidential campaign, very much seizing on this as one of those ways to criticize the Democrats and especially President Obama. You know, they see it as not only a way to reach directly to people's pocketbooks, but also as a way to kind of more broadly indict the president's economic plans. You know, obviously, the better people feel about the economy broadly, the better President Obama is going to do. If the Republicans can use the higher gas prices to make people feel like the economy is just not getting better as quickly as they'd like it to, that's probably going to be bad for the president.
And the Democrats have boxed themselves in a bit. They don't want to cut the gas taxes that fund road and bridge projects. But for environmental reasons, they also don't want to expand oil production. Because of that dual stance, how much wiggle room do you think the Democrats have allowed themselves for a solution?
Well, the president has tried to get out of that box by, you know, trying to break out of the traditional Democrat Republican, liberal, conservative box and saying, look, you know, I want to do all of the things that everybody on all the different sides want. He calls it his all of the above strategy. So, yes, they've been working on increasing the gas mileage and the fuel efficiency of cars. Yes, they've been doing sort of pro-environmental things that the environmental community and his liberal base likes, you know, for example, stopping the permitting of the Keystone Pipeline. But they also are opening more areas of shoreline and other areas of the country to exploration and to drilling that they say will provide more of a domestic oil production in the years to come.
President Obama, of course, could also release fuel from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as he did last summer when the crisis in Libya was at its highest. Do you think he will do that?
You know, it's possible. The administration says they're not taking any option off the table, although I think that what they know is what most of the sort of oil industry experts know, too, which is that, you know, the modest releases from the petroleum reserve that have been done in cases like this, like the one you cited a year ago, they don't do much to drive the price down. It sometimes makes politicians feel better, sometimes can make the public feel a little bit better, but ultimately the price of gas, which you talked about in the last segment, going up to $4.25 maybe by the middle of summer, that's not going to be fundamentally changed by a release in the oil reserves.
Michael Shear, one of President Obama's former economic advisors, Ron Klain, argues for bold measures from the White House. For example, he suggests what he calls a pocketbook protection plan. The way this would work is that if the average price of gas goes over $4 a gallon, an automatic payroll tax cut of 1% would kick in until gas prices fell. Is that something that's actually under consideration?
You know, it may be under consideration at the White House. I don't know. But I will say that it's the kind of automatic trigger mechanism that the Republicans generally don't like. You know, the proposals in the past to automatically trigger increases in the minimum wage, for example, have gone nowhere in the Republican Congress. So I suspect that even if it's a kind of an idea that might get floated out there in the height of a campaign and perhaps this summer, it wouldn't seem to me to be one that would have a lot of support on Capitol Hill.
The Republicans have a flurry of legislation that would increase domestic production. How do their various proposals differ?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. The Republicans will argue that their proposals go much farther in opening up the sort of oil spigot to drilling and exploration, and that would increase the amount of domestic oil production in the country a lot faster than what President Obama has done. The White House, when you talk to them, says, you know, look, the amount of domestic oil production already is at an 8-year high, and they point to changes even as recently as last week when they opened some permitting in the Arctic to more oil exploration.
How does the Keystone oil pipeline play into this? This, of course, is the pipeline that would have gone from Canada to the Gulf of Mexico. President Obama knocked down the initial proposal, but I think he said that if he would reconsider tweaks to that proposal. And for weeks, Republicans have been criticizing him for that decision.
Right. They really see the Republicans really see the Keystone pipeline as a gift that keeps on giving. It obviously plays into this idea of higher gas prices and allows the Republicans to point to the administration and say, see, look, you know, they don't want to take the actions that are necessary to kind of relieve the upward pressure on these prices. Republicans also think that the Keystone pipeline is good in particularly in the middle of the country because the construction would create a lot of jobs, at least temporarily, while the pipeline is being constructed. And so they argue on behalf of the pipeline as much as a jobs program as it is an effort to reduce gas prices. So they think it's a twofer. The administration, I think, has taken the step that they have, and I think there still is still under consideration as the weeks and months go forward whether or not that decision gets revisited.
How big an issue do you expect this to be at the Republican convention? Are we actually going to hear echoes of all this drill, baby, drill stuff from years ago?
I think we are. You know, I was down in Florida on the Gulf Coast not long ago and thought that I would hear a lot more hesitance because of the Gulf oil spill, and there was lots of Republicans basically saying drill, baby, drill then. So I think we'll hear it some more.
Michael Scheer is the lead writer for the Caucus blog at the New York Times. Michael, thank you very much.
Happy to do it.